Sid Fess.
Okay. Good morning. Good morning.
Shin Yudalid Siftas.
I just ended up very fast last year just about the bottle caps and things. The Yesodas basically, and it was Bahagis, whatever, the Yesodas is that, if the cap in plastic or metal is put on the bottle before, it's usually shoved onto the bottle. So then, when you take it off, you break the ring and you make the cap into a cap. So therefore, whatever the metzias is with plastic, with metal, definitely that's metzias, is that you make it into a cap, and that's why there are poskim who are machmir, but the poskim who are machmir, that's why they're machmir, because it wasn't usable as a cap before that. That would be similar. It's similar to like a wrapper. That's the whole idea of a wrapper. That you, it's not really a kli. It's just something which is, it's a very shvach. It's just like a woven something. So that would be like a wrapper or a potato chip bag, something like that. That you're just breaking open, tearing open to use, not to keep as a kli. You're allowed to take off or if you tie it on chicken or something to shipud, you're allowed to cut the rope. So that's not called mechatech. The mechatech is a malacha. A malacha of mechatech is when you're makpid on the midah. The person explains, you're makpid on a specific measurement, a specific cut, something like that, because the malacha is you're cutting out leather, whatever it is, you're makpid on a very specific length, or cut, or shape, something like that. That would be mechatech. Stop cutting the rope is considered mekalkel, and for oichel, whatever, that's fine. What's brought in with mechatech is the question is usually of a machloke. So Yoshev is machmer when it comes to perforated wrappers. is tearing that open, is that mechatech or not? So Rabbi Yoshev was machmir when it comes to any perforation. He held that's mechatech. That makes a nice cut, a nice straight cut. And whatever Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, I think, was more makel when it came to it. Also the yogurt containers here that they're stuck together. So to break them apart, Rabbi Yoshev is machmir. He held that was mechatech. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was makel. Because That's just a derech. It's not, you're not cutting because you want a specific meat. You're cutting because you want to have separate them, or you want to open the tissue package or whatever it is. You're not trying to make a nice cut. You're just trying to open it, and that's not considered a nice cut. If you open with cans, let's say you make a hole in the bottom and you open the top with a soda cans, it's scored over there, but that's not mechatech, because the point is you just want to be able to drink. You're not trying to go ahead and to make a specific type of hole.
If you really try to make preparations straight, like on a tissue bag.
I don't know. Quite so. Rashi is not here. Quite Rashi is not. I'm not sure. It could be if you want to make it. But yeah, I'm sure if you have a kavanah to make it perfectly like this and open, it's exactly the right length. Whatever it could be. That could be an issue. If you have like a lid or some sort of like the door of a board that has that's tied on, you're allowed to go ahead and even untie it. Right, we'll get to Melchus Kosher more later on, but a Kopanim, a Kosher is only also if it's a Kosher Shel Chayama. Which is machlokes whether it means a hospital whole day or till the other Shabbos. That's a later issue. But al chupanim, this is not kesher shel chayama. It's oimid lahatir. So it's oimid to go ahead and to untie every second. So therefore, it's However, in this case, if it's tied to the ground, you shouldn't cut the rope, because the rope, that's Shav Sira. That only if it's that you just want it, you tie it up, you shouldn't take it off on Shabbos. Also the kind of cloud. Mutter, if some reason, maybe it was just windy, you tied it on there, it wasn't just a one time thing, so then that's not stira, and you can cut it as well. If you closed up a tanur with some sort of block or something, the front daf put a piece of wood and you glue it on with tit. Now the point is just to close it for however long you need and then to pull it open. Also litain, and that's also shiloh by tefira, okay, that's by kosher, but different shel kayama. If it's omed liftoach, even though it was closed, and that's not called kayama. Also litain, shava or shemen av negev achavis l'sal. So you can't put wax, soft wax, or thick oil in the nekev of the chavis to sort of blocks it. Neishu mamareach. All the malacha of the mreach is either you're smoothing, you're putting cream, you're smoothing your ticha, you're smoothing out like cement, any sort of oil, any sort of wax, any sort of thick like butter or something like that. That's all called miruach. Aval shartar de lespa v'shemaruach, anything which is not smeared on, hove in a yayin yotze, as the wine is not coming out, the mutter, it's not called binyan, the ve'in a yayin yotze, there are chanechim also the sasmoy, because that's called seisin, that's tikkun mane. If you look at moshum, b'derech harama, even if you put something there, derech harama, lo moshayinu, v'chavin el atzim sham, this thing over here to, because I want a new place to put it, that's also you tamukhakha mudu laharim bikaf tamukhakha, someone who knows Allah as well, but not khoshish, he's allowed to marry, but not khoshish he's gonna go ahead and do other yisurim.
I'm a little lost as well. Maybe you can explain it outside.
Right, so the issue here is that it seems to be, this is the Rabbanon, that you might come to go ahead and to, even technically, it's double shaded with Scabin, and this is the Rabbanon, which...
What are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
You're sticking... The issue that I could come to is Binyan Bekele. That you're going ahead and you're
stopping it up with a rag?
Not a rag. It's
wax.
No, wax is the problem of meruah. The wax is the problem of meruah. You're sticking a piece of wood there. I don't know.
Okay.
A piece of wood, a rock.
You saw magufa all along. It was okay.
No, it's not by the magufa. You're closing up a hole. There's a hole and a spout in the barrel. There's a leak, and you want to close it. The wine's leaking out, so you want to close it up. So the first part is you stick in some sort of you smear on wax or whatever, that's not, that's also helps meruach, making anything smooth is meruach. However, the second thing is if you stick something else there, you put a stick or a piece of wood, whatever it's on books about, whatever it might be, a shoe, I don't know, whatever it is. so that would be a problem of tikkun mane or binyan bekelim. The thing is that if he's just sticking it there, and technically he has kavanah because he just wants to keep it there, he needs a place to put it, it will be mutter. The issue is if the person's doing harama, then with the chavar choshish that it doesn't fit well, if someone's doing harama, you'll stick something else in there and do a real tikkun. That's the thing. Tam chacham, it says, Tam chacham, someone who really knows he knows his halacha, so the chayim were choshish or such a thing. They'll get confused, or make a mistake, or whatever. Which is interesting, because usually we don't say that. I guess this gzera is a very kal, very like kal gzera. Could be the pshat is doing harama. That's a really mutter, but some of those persons starts with haramos, they tend to make mistakes. And there are other places that chazor matter haramos for talmid chavim, who really know the halachos well, because they're not going to go over Yerushalayim, they're not going to come to So what's it called? Even though there's a lot of places throughout Shulchan Aruch, whatever, that as a shayla or whatever, din tamu chacham nowadays, as there are many dinim that says we don't have a din tamu chacham, and the Magen Avraham says that for this inyan, it's okay because it's a very kal shash. Sakin be shachim shu tachov v'koyisel shu eitz. You have a knife stuck into a wooden wall, or let's say it's a push pin into a corkboard. Also, let's see if a Shabbos. You're not allowed to go, oh, it's not it's attached to the kaisel. Oh, you can't take it out on Shabbos. Even if you double mechuber, since it's mechuber. So that's like if a corkboard, I'm not sure if it's called mechuber, probably it's hanging. If it's hanging there, so then that could be is mechuber, it's stuck to the wall. If it's in a kli, then you are allowed to go ahead and take it out. Now, pushpin is something else, but that's not really a kli. If you want to use a pushpin, for instance, to take a splinter out of something, so that, you know, that would be the shiloh. but a knife, you're allowed, that's the shiloh. If the knife's stuck in the wall, then that would be a problem. If she's stuck in and out, on their Shabbos, if you're the place with Sharik and you're not doing, they're already made into a normal hole, and that's not called being stira. It's not a psikresha. It's because you already took it out, so the hole is wide enough. Probably when you stick it in, take it out, you make the hole wider. Here, the hole is already set, and therefore there's no issue.
But it's
so, but it's not. That's the thing, is that it's mechuber. The issue is not that you pull it. That's it. The issue is not that you're pulling a knife out, the issue is you're making the hole wider. So that's, in a wall, that's a problem. But if it's just, if it's already wide enough, then you don't need to, then you don't, you know, it's okay. Shin test vav. Shabbos, now we're dealing with oil. And oil, so also last is oil, but Shabbos, and yontem, and filhu arai. Then oil, the definition of an oil is you have two mechitzas and you have a roof. And you want the space underneath the roof. Meaning a regular oil is you put up a temporary structure, you have two walls and a roof, and you want to sit underneath it. That's a standard regular oil. So the Shulchan Aruch says, however, Dr. Gag, the oil is really, the main thing in the oil is the gag. Now, the mechitza is mutter, to just put up two mechitzas, that's not called an oil. Ve mechitza asura, elikei nazis lahatir sukkah lahatir tiltools. This is the sheet of Tosis, and the Tosis says that the idea of a mechitza materis, that really the reason mechitza is not called a chelik of oil is because it's not... It's not binyan because that's not the ikur. It's just mechitzas. What you do already? You just put up a little wall. You put a mechitza up. However, if it's a mechitza materis, it's a connection with davar chashuv, and that mechitza would be aser. Like you put up one wall to make a sukkah. It's going to be an arai. You just put it up for Shabbos or whatever. So that would be, even if you don't attach it to the roof, that would be, even if it's like 10 tefachim, that would be a problem. And then we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch other cases, situations of mechitza bateres, or lahatu tiltul, you put up for an eruv, something like that. Aval mechitza nasis, tzniyas ba'alma, shari, but you just put like a screen up or something because, as Mishnah Berurah says, you want to put up a mechitza between women and men, so they can hear a drasha, which Stam is Agav, it's the Shitas, Mordechai, whatever, who holds that you need Takabi. If you give, for instance, giving a shir, just like in Tefillah, you have to put a mechitza between men and women, even for a shir. It's brought down in the Rishonim. Came Mashma over here as well, and from the Shulchan Aruch, the Berurah. Mechitza Ba'alma, whatever. Akoponim. And that would be motor, just needs to separate them. Shall in a shul, if you put up a mechitza in shul, also it's not a mechitza material, it's just to make a hefresh between, so that's not called a mechitza materis. Chal Yisrael doesn't need to have a din mechitza. That's the way that the Rosh Hashanah explained. Doesn't need to have a din mechitza, ten tefachim, no, whatever. It has to be enough just to make a separation. That's not. That's just to block the door. V'chein pareches lifnei Aron Kodesh, and also the pareches of Vashel Yaseh Oil Begag Tefach. As long as you don't fall over something, in a way that's going to make a roof of a tefach. V'chein mutar lasos mechitzas lifnei Achama, to go ahead and to, like we had in the case by the mace, to go ahead and set up a mechitza to block the sun. Or at Sina, or if they are neighbors, shall you chabe, or son of Ruach, and to block the from the lechter. But also, lasas mechitza, if they or her neir, heishi v'shamish v'tosa. However, it's also to go ahead and put up a mechitza on Shabbos, in order to matur, the matur tashmish, as what the heter, the issue is a neir, there's an air in the room, so you can't. In order to matir, you have to go and put a mechitza of 10 tefachim. As even if, and that would even work, even if you could see the nair above, it's in a separate room. An air in a separate room is it is mutter. I mean, there's.
There's some that say no, some that say yes. Ask your local rabbi.
Some say it's okay, but that's the darkness in the room. And that's Rishman is in Yom Lakan.
However, is that more mechitzah materis than for a drasha?
The drasha, so that's the Rasai said. Rav Meir said that it's not. It doesn't have to be a din mechitza. You can just put like a piece of paper up, technically. Like, you got a big paper.
But tefillah
also, yeah, just put a piece of paper up. You can't see. What's the big deal? It doesn't have to be a din mechitza. Just have like a thin piece of paper and it was able to, he will stand there and hold it, it would be okay.
Tluya is okay.
But, or tluya hanging out. Right, but she will also be fine in shul. But for, what's it called? For the issue of Tashmish, it can't be in the same room as in there. Or Svarim as well, or it would be a thing with Svarim as well. Issue is it's in the same room, right? So then, therefore, you need to put up a mechitza, at least 10 tefachim, to go ahead and say, okay, now it's all in the same room, and therefore it's mutter. But if it's in a polite, whatever else, that's the side to go back to Rishman, a separate issue. Okay, if they Svarim in the Shamish, Allah says, Trachov, Reim, Lo, Shayim, Lo, Yoim, Tefach, if it wasn't already a tefach that was already up, she adds mutter lahoisif aleh b'shabes, the din of moisif oil is mutter, and in any situation, we'll see the regular oil, that if the oil is spread out of tefach, then you're, that's moisif oil is mutter, and you're allowed to pull it all the way over. So to mechitza materis, if there's already something blocking a tefach, you can pull it up and make a, and then finish making the proper mechitza.
A tefach wide, or
probably the mechitza tefach from the ground, tefach high, folded it, it's like a screen, and you just pull it up or something like that. So that would that hurts talking about something like that. Eitim shetoykim erosha ha'echa b'doifin asfina. If you have wood that they put in the head of rosha, we put one of the heads into a side of a boat. Kofim rosha nasheni. And you go ahead and you bend it to stick into the other side. Of course, in machzelos aleihem letzel, and then you go ahead and you put a some sort of a screen or a material, whatever it is, to go ahead and have tzel of shade. In yesh barach ban tefach, if these beams are tefach wide, or filo ein barach ban tefach, even not tefach. You have a few of them, and they're less than a gimel tefach, less than a lavud. Chashivi ka oil, they're already considered oil. Umutu lifo saleim nishamis machtelos. Once, since the beam is a tefach, and or there's two beams, two small ones, but there's lavud, that's considered oil which is already there. And the havelik tosefes oil arai v'shari, that's called moisiv oil, and it's mutter. Mitam zeh machtelos prusak le tefach. Or if you already have some sort of umbrella, not umbrella, but you have a screen above, some sort of awning or whatever it is, which is already tefa, or you have on the stroller, it's already a bit open, whatever it is, generally even folded completely, but usually it's a tefach of the folded. Butu lifreis shar machtelos for Shabbos, you're allowed to open the rest on Shabbos. The tefach sha'aru chutz min a kricha, but that's not if there's a roll, has to be, it's open a tefach. So many strollers, even it's not, if it's folded, that's considered a tefach. If it's like, let's say you have some sort of blinds have like a thing you pull, let's say, I mean, you know, twist and go up and down, but if you have something like similar to that, where you pull it over, and the thing itself is a tefach, that doesn't help, has to be the actual covering is open a tefach, so therefore by a stroller, the folded part is okay, that's already covered by a tefach. But if it's all the way down, let's say it's folded all the way down and it's not, and I will have some, so I don't know all the strollers nowadays, but
there's a lot, don't get into it.
Yeah, that would be a shayla to be discussed, and that's, you know, you have to know each model, ask the rabbi, I don't know.
What about the pointy wall, or a wall like this?
No, well, sure. Wall was different. Wall we said before would also be, if it's a tefah, if it's a piece of materials.
But when it's all folded up,
that would be a tefah. Yeah.
It would be more than a tefah.
But that's not the kricha. That's the mechitza, just sticking out a tefach. But if it's the kricha, like I said, it's, you have a tube where it's like rolled up, or like by the tris or something, it's rolled up.
Panels here are all against the wall. You go and call that the kricha?
That's not kricha. No, kricha is really if it's rolled up and rolled.
If you have a roll up wall, like people have on their mirpasot. And it's rolled up completely.
If it's rolled up completely, if it's rolled up completely, then that part wouldn't be considered. It's a chutz mi kricha, has to be, it's a little bit out from the kricha. Now we're going to discuss about what putting furniture and things. Amita, a bed, when you want to set up a bed. Also, lahaniach, raglayim tchila laniach aleihem krashim. Talking about over here, when you have raglayim, you have like the, let's say you have a wooden frame, a complete wooden frame, or even two parts of it. It's solid, you know, it's a solid mechitza, and you put them up, and then you put the bed on top. So that's also. El yosim a crushing tchila ba'avir, rachmak raglayim tachteim. You take the bed or the slats and you hold it in the air, and then you stick the other things underneath. For instance, I don't know what you do with a bed that opens up to have a stuff underneath. Maybe it's made to open. It's on oil. But let's say you pick the whole bed up. And so you have more than a tefach underneath, and you're storing stuff there. So that would be also to go ahead and to put the bed down. You have to hold the bed, and you have to move the thing underneath. If it's already there, it could be, it's okay. But this is when you're setting something up. Folding tables and the ime is not, that's made to open. It's not called, it's not called an oil, because it's already, everything's attached. It's a full frame of a maglayim shamito shalanim, just have legs. That's not called an oil, because there's no sides. However, there are machmir in different akudas. It's still better to go ahead and hold the thing up and put the legs underneath. If it's still better, you shouldn't stick the things in. But with the folding table, that's okay because it's not a daf, and it's therefore fine. Mita shehi misareges, if it's woven, if it has ropes or something. If the ropes have more than that, you can't go ahead and put a sheet on it. Should the oven oil up? Because that if it's a bigger gap, so you want to just put a sheet on. If the bed is made out of rope,
So then, some sort of hammock or something, and that would be an oil.
Or a dagan, which was the old beds that were used back in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, where that's right. What everyone had.
Why would you say
tefach
or
lavud
or this? It was already there.
No, if the ropes were for more than three trachim, so then now you're putting a sheet on, you're making an oil.
Why?
Because it's an apparatus that has just four little pieces of wood holding it together, and then the rope is woven in between all the four pieces of the bed. So now basically what you have is not a bed, but this like hammock.
It's not a full hammock.
No, I was just giving a vague example. It's not a real hammock.
It's not a real hammock. This is the bed that was primarily used during the days of the Mishnah and the Gemara.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm confused. I meant like they have that hangy that like you're lying on.
What it's talking about is if the ropes are not really really close together.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Right. Also, the begad tachton me'aleh mishum d'tvasasa oil. But if you have a sheet on already, you have to take it off. That's oyser oil. If ha'aleh karo kesses or begad paros erev Shabbos, if there was stuff on it erev Shabbos, kishur tefach. If you already have like even a pillow there or something. Then that's covering the tefach, mutter, lifrais, the Shabbos, the kolamita. Then you can go ahead and put whatever you want on this hanging type of bed. Right, we'll stop.